Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Penny, here on the Labor Day weekend with Todd Kunin, Denise Dirks, and our producer, Cal Hunter. We are superstar stalwarts to be here on Labor Day. I had a number of people say, well, are you doing the show? Or you just do the best of? No, we do the show, you know, rain or shine or whatever. It's very rare we're not here. It is the 4th of September, 2021. And we're going to have a great show today. We appreciate all our affiliates nationwide carrying us and listening to this radio show that you can call in at 855-LAW-RADIO, 855-529-7234. Again, 855-529-7234. Go to our social media. We have just type in Radio Law Talk in any social media, and you're going to find us. Or go to our website at RadioLawTalk.com. Here's the deal. If you know someone that wants to listen to the show but doesn't have a radio station close by, first of all, tell them, you know, to call their local radio station. But you can go to our website and listen live. So a lot of people listen live from our website. And you can email us at info@radiolawtalk.com. Thank you for all the emails. We appreciate them. Good, bad, ugly, whatever they come by, we appreciate them. Can't get to all of them. But don't get mad at us, because we're doing the best we can. And this is a fun, non-political show, but it does get we do have to talk about politics, right? But it's just we like to argue both sides. And today we're going to have an interesting thing. We're going to talk about one of the most interesting divorce rulings you've ever heard. We're going to discuss that. It came out of Kentucky. And then we're going to talk about Shark Tank O'Leary that's being sued. Kind of an interesting one. Again, allegations only. Elizabeth Holmes. Boy, can we talk an hour about the Elizabeth Holmes case and the facts behind it, Denise? That is just going to be crazy. That is an interesting woman and an interesting scenario and an interesting life. And I did not know, if you don't know this, she has a father that is fairly well connected. I didn't realize that. We're going to talk about that. If you don't know who she is, just hang on, right? Just hang on. All I got to say is blood testing, and that you'll be able to remember that. And then we can't miss R. Kelly. We got R. Kelly's trial going on. Bizarre, you know, but we've got to talk about that.
Welcome to Bizarro World.
And yes. Then our next topic, Todd looked at me during the break when we talk about our topics and looked at me and said, that was a little bit interesting. And we just put it in order. I mean, it's not like we did this on purpose, but R. Kelly and then our love of Hershey's Kisses. It's kind of being dashed because they're being sued. So we got R. Kelly, then about Hershey Kisses right after that.
Yeah, no known connection.
No, there's no connection at all. And don't forget, we always say this, innocent until proven guilty. Every single person that is going up to trial or that's being prosecuted, that's why our system's really important here. But you know what's this exciting, interesting, but sometimes informative show? That's what it is. I was thinking about something, and I love this. At my age, I come up with some great things that we need to discuss and I want to talk about before we really get rolling the show.
You know, when Fred starts out with it, you know, I was thinking about something. I look around and I see Cal and Denise both start to white knuckle their chair.
Yeah.
Like, uh-oh, put on the seatbelt. Where are we going?
This is the best. Ready for this? This is even better. I forgot what I was going to say.
That explains the age. Yeah.
It's the age thing. It's like I had something really good to say right before the show, and I think about stuff, and then if I don't write it down, I just go, I don't remember what I was going to say. So anyway, it doesn't matter. So we're going to talk about a lot of fun things. Denise, Todd, have anything fun you're happening this weekend other than not working on Monday?
I have a guest. My cousin's here.
Oh, you have a house guest?
Yes.
Nice.
But here's what's interesting, Fred. He was not given an Oregon T-shirt, so instead he got a Radio Law Talk T-shirt. I just want to make it clear he didn't have an Oregon T-shirt on.
Really?
That's not acceptable.
Did he come with you?
Yeah, he's right there. He's going to be our call screener today.
Oh, that's scary.
Yeah. I don't know. Getting a Radio Law Talk T-shirt over an Oregon T-shirt, that sounds like an upgrade to me.
Well, it is. Absolutely.
855. Yeah. Oh, I know what I was going to say. I remembered it now.
Okay.
I'm excited. You know why I'm excited?
Why?
It's football season.
Yes.
It's exciting. Who are the Ducks playing? The Oregon Ducks are playing who?
Fresno, I think.
Fresno State. Actually, Fresno State's a pretty dang good team.
Yeah. Good program.
They just killed someone. They just wiped someone out the other day. They're one of the first games that were being played. You never know. You got to be careful, man.
Well, you know, I had to go on the internet and I had to look up what colors Oregon was wearing today.
Green.
And guess what?
Whether home or away.
Look at what I'm wearing.
Right.
I look just like their outfits.
Okay, green. Todd, so you're excited about football or not really just McDonald's?
Oh, no. I'm excited about football. I'm excited about baseball. Great games last night in baseball. And looking forward to being able – I'll tell you, I get last year when they were able to broadcast television or broadcast football games, and I know that the fans in the stands aren't actually part of the game, but it's – I'm just looking forward to watching football games with fans in the stands. It brings an energy to it that, you know, when you watch a football game, you're like, oh, I'm really longing. I want to be there. I wish I was there watching it live. And you see the fans, and that's what you want to be. When it's an empty stadium, you're more – look, not always, but you're more prone to just go, meh.
Yeah, no, I had to think of the players, though.
Yeah.
And there's no audience at all. Just bizarre, especially in a football stadium. Basketball, sometimes there are smaller venues. But a football stadium, sometimes you have 100,000 people that are supposed to be there, and there's, like, crickets.
I can't imagine Autzen Stadium up in Oregon and you know, where they're used to just the place being blown down by the volume of people there and stepping out and going, hut, and hear an echo.
You remember the USFL?
Yes.
Way back in the early 80s, they were going to compete with the NFL, so their season was going on at the same time. And they had a couple of high-profile folks go to the USFL. Steve Young. And I saw an interview with him. He said, look, towards the end there, they were getting no fans in the stands, and so they'd have to whisper in the huddle what the plays were because the other team was so close, just normal distance, but they could hear what you're saying if you just talk in a normal voice. And so, you know, it's really weird. And so all the football teams last year, they got a chance to feel what it was like to be in the USFL. There you go.
Well, I tell you, both. So we've got Thursday NFL. Thursday's the first game in the NFL. So we got today, we've got the NCAA, a lot of their players. And some of the players, for the first time ever, are going to be playing for money.
Yeah, they're playing with sponsors,
they got
money.
And endorsements.
Didn't BYU get something for... they did something for every player on the team.
Brigham Young University had a power bar of some sort, right?
Yeah, they're pooling all the money and then they're
giving it out to
everybody so it's equal.
And there are some big-time players that are receiving. I can't remember one of the colleges. Everyone, or at least most of the players, are receiving cars. From some, I just read about it. Was it Ohio State or Michigan? Cal's great looking it up. But I think one of them, they received some cars, a bunch of the players, or not all of the players, or something to that effect. But, hey, this is going to be exciting to watch, and I'm excited for day one. I watched last night, and you know what? It was Colorado State versus South Dakota State. You think, oh, what a boring game? That was an awesome game.
I think it was Oprah University where everybody in the audience got a call.
Yeah, Oprah University. Oh, yeah. There you go. All right, we come back. We are going to talk case or no case. We're going to talk about an interesting divorce ruling, get into Shark Tank O'Leary, et cetera, et cetera. Hang on, come back. We just love talking to you.
Like Fred said, there's lots more Radio Law Talk coming right up right here. So you just stick around, and what we'll do is we'll play our first break, and we'll continue with the program in just a little tiny bit. Don't go away.
Fred, Todd, and Denise will be right back with more Radio Law Talk after we take this break.
The Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease. These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Hey, listen up. Before the weather changes, get new windows in your home and save possibly hundreds on your energy bill. Call the Window Replacement Hotline right now and take advantage of their special savings event. Get your leaky, drafty windows replaced with energy-efficient, beautiful, virtually maintenance-free windows at this year's rock-bottom prices. Our prices are so low, we don't want to scare the competition. The only way to hear about our window savings is to call. Yes, you must call our special toll-free number for the best window replacement prices in town. Get your new windows, patio doors, and more from the Window Replacement Hotline. Get ready for the change in weather. Save on your energy bill. Call right now for tremendous prices on new windows and beautify your home. Call the Window Replacement Hotline now. 800-710-3739. 800-710-3739. 800-710-3739. That's 800-710-3739.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars. And they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS, and they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-263-2610. 800-263-2610. That's 800-263-2610.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You better listen to us. Radio Law Talk. You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
Yeah, the purpose of being here is everybody enjoys listening to Denise, Todd, and I talk to ourselves and talk about exciting football, but they're really here for one thing, and that's case or no case, Cal.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
All right, I'm going to take you to New Orleans, Louisiana. Her name is Precious, a 911 operator in New Orleans. Precious has been very busy lately and quite stressed, and she told her boss that she was very stressed. So stressed that she came up with an independent plan to deal with her nerves. When people called up, instead of saying, 911, what is your emergency, she would hang up on them and block the number. Yes, at a time when people needed help the most, Precious was not properly responding. That's right, an improper response from Precious. After her shift, officials got wind of that, and they investigated. They tried to call Precious at home. No reply. So they went over. She seemed to have disappeared off of the face of the earth, did Precious. So the New Orleans Police Department decided to see if they could seek charges against her or if her apparent stress disability would preclude them from doing so. So they went to the parish attorney, and they said, case or no case? Todd, I think it's yours.
Ooh. Precious, huh?
Precious.
It puts the lotion in the basket.
Sorry. No. Anybody who has ever seen Silence of the Lambs, the little dog's name was Precious, so whatever. Okay, so listen, whether or not she has a mental health defense, that wouldn't preclude the filing of the case. That would just provide a defense in the event one was filed, and then she could use that, if it's applicable, as a defense to the case. And so I'm going to say that this is a case, and that's the advice that they got from the attorney, and they went ahead and proceeded with the case against her. Now, given the fact that the way you set it up, she was in the wind, they don't know where she is.
Right.
The other benefit to filing a case is that they can file it and then get an arrest warrant based upon the existence of a case against her. Then that will alert law enforcement officials throughout the state that she needs to be brought back to this jurisdiction to answer for some things. So I'm going to say it is a case. And something gets filed.
I'm sure the story is legendary. Anytime a dispatcher bails, I'm sure that would get around law enforcement, I would think. Wouldn't you think, Denise? What do you think?
Yeah, I think that's that the nature of her job and the nature of her disability, there's no way that they could accommodate her, quite honestly. And because if she can't serve the purpose of the public in that kind of a situation where there's always emergencies happening, then I think there's a valid reason to terminate her, but they wouldn't have to sue her to terminate her.
Well, I thought your question was whether or not they're seeking criminal charges.
I said case or no case. That does not necessarily mean criminal, but it could.
Okay.
Yeah. And I'm going to say no case. I'm going to say no case. You learned about this and you thought about this maybe after watching the movie Precious.
I don't know. What is Precious? I don't know. Are you talking about
Mariah Carey was in it? Come on.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Little Miss Sunshine. Okay, Fred. What say you?
Once it started with Precious, I knew we were in trouble.
We'll go from there, right?
You know what? It was in New Orleans, you said?
In New Orleans, that's correct.
You know what? Here's the deal. All that stuff was really good. I just try to figure out Cal. I don't care about the case. And so I'm thinking about this, and you know what? The fact what's going on in New Orleans and 911 calls are going left and right, I think Cal made this up, completely made this up. I don't even think it's a scenario. I just think it was a pure made-up fiction of his imagination. So I say no case. Great talk about, that's issues of whether or not they can let her go. That's more of a employment law issue, but not for me. I think it's fake.
And I don't think it happened in Ida. I think it was Katrina.
Okay.
All right. Tell us.
Let's Todd, are there any other exclusions or exceptions you'd like to put into your response?
No, I'm just going to say it's a case, and how about it's a case and it's still pending. But they, but I'll say they do file criminal charges against her.
Well, wow. Let me tell you.
We only have a minute and a half, though, Cal. So I think you want to hang on.
I could do that.
I just want a long explanation and discussion about this.
Yes, because before we get into this, I want to point out that in California with the fires, in the South with the all of the things going on there, in
flooding.
The East with the flooding, we all owe a debt to the people who stand in line and feel the calls first. If you know a 911 operator,
wow.
You've got to say thank you to them.
No,
I mean, it is a super stressful
job. That is a huge stressful job because
yeah.
There's things that they're talking to people about and, hey, someone's dying, what do I do?
Exactly,
you know, and, and they're the first person they talk to, right?
Right. And so they try to save lives. They try to pull people out of bad situations.
Try to talk people down.
Yeah.
And get them off the ledge, right?
Do they have that, like a 911 operator? Is there a person they transfer to? Let's say someone's, talking about committing suicide or something. Does the 911 operator talk to them? Or is there usually, they transfer them to a psychiatrist, psychologist type person?
It's in their training. And then if they can't handle it, but remember, if you've got someone on 911 and you put them on hold or transfer, odds of losing that call become great. So I think that's why they're trained to handle all this stuff right away, right in front of them in their screens as much as they can.
Well, you call us at 855-529-7234, 855-529-7234. If you think you know case or no case, or tweet it or Instagram it to us at Radio Law Talk, this is an interesting case. I think I'm correct. What are our points really quick?
Our points are, I'm at 17, Todd is at 14, and Fred Penny is at 18, and Cal Hunter is at 6.
I could just see some Karen calling into 911, and then after a while, because, it's like, talk me off the ledge, and I'm really not satisfied with the level of service you've provided me. Can I speak with your supervisor? Then they get a supervisor. Okay, that's the way it works.
Right. Well, the supervisor listens in, by the way. A supervisor is listening into almost every 911.
Well, let's come back and talk about what happens with case or no case right after these messages from our sponsors.
Good idea. Thanks for listening to us here on Radio Law Talk. Remember, we are live 9 to noon Pacific every Saturday. And so when your radio station, if they drop an hour to go to a ball game or whatever, that's okay. You can continue to listen to the show on your computer, your phone, whatever, at RadioLawTalk.com. And we'll be right back. Bye-bye.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-263-2610. 800-263-2610. That's 800-263-2610.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? Pet Joy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy Pet Joy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get 2 bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call Pet Joy right now. 800-711-9218. 800-711-9218. 800-711-9218. That's 800-711-9218.
I've got to get my car washed.
USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
Tear gas reportedly thrown at anti-Taliban protesters in Afghanistan. A group of women rallying in Kabul today for the second day in a row. An Afghan news agency, TOLONews.com, reports Taliban special forces deployed tear gas against the protesters as they marched toward the presidential palace. The Taliban says the protesters were out of control. A witness reports some women were beaten. The new unemployment number is not as good as analysts expected. The Labor Department's jobs report for August released Friday. Analysts expecting about 720,000 new jobs get just 235,000 instead. President Biden, though, trying to look on the bright side.
Today's report shows that the steps we've taken, passing the rescue plan and vaccinating 175 million people, make our economy capable of growing and adding jobs even in the face of this continuing Delta surge.
The unemployment rate dropping in the latest report to 5.2%, still above where we were before the pandemic, though. This is USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
If you pay my fee, I'll take your case.
Oh, that's down.
Radio Law Talk. Now, back to the show.
This is going to be fun. Why is it fun? Because I'm going to win. Cal, tell us about case or no case and what happened.
So you think you're going to win.
I'm going to be a winner. Winner, winner, chicken dinner. Fred Penny is a winner as usual.
Oh, okay.
It's the Fred Penny Jedi mind trick. These aren't the droids you're looking for, and I'm going to win.
There's nothing here for you to see.
What does this say? What does that say, Denise?
This says, Dear Karma, I have a list of people you missed.
That's a little piece of driftwood next to her desk. Go ahead.
No, mine says, Perks of Dating Me. You will be the hot one.
Great.
That's all. That's a great one. Let me see that. So these gifts, people gave us gifts, and they gave Todd a gift. It's a piece of redwood, and it is. It's got like a little saying on it. It says, Perks of Dating Me, You Will Be the Hot One. That is freaking awesome. I need that one, too.
Mine says, Don't always follow the masses, because sometimes the M is silent. Anyway.
Oh, that's a good one.
Moving back to the case of Precious, a dispatcher for the New Orleans Police Department, who, she says, because of her stress, hung up on callers and then blocked their numbers at the time when they needed help the most. And I said, did they find Precious? Did they want to file criminal charges against her? Fred said,
no.
Denise said,
No case.
And Mr. Kunin said,
I said case, and they filed charges against her.
Mr. Kunin, all I can say to you is, congratulations!
Oh, freaking Todd Kunin.
Booyah.
Now,
as, oh, Oh, the smart criminal lawyer.
As of my last check, they have not yet found Precious, but the parish attorney has filed charges against her, alleging malfeasance in office and interfering with an emergency communication. In Louisiana, malfeasance committed by a public officer or public employee is a 5-year, $5,000 fine, and if they find her, she will probably have to pay.
That is crazy, Cal.
So I know. Isn't it pretty interesting? It was a fascinating case and timely based on what's happening right now.
Yes.
So when we come back, a matter of a dispute between a guy on a gravel road with no place to go.
So, Cal, do I get 2 points for that?
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, you got the whole deal right there.
I gave you 2 points.
Excellent.
And, but you're still behind.
Hey, well, story of my life.
But that, ladies and gentlemen, is...
What do we do without Todd? It would be a boring...
Probably have a fun time. But probably wouldn't get sued as much without Todd.
Oh, my gosh. Todd is a single man that we are going to... We're going to get you married someday. You know that,
no,
right?
You
got a lot of fans nationwide.
Not Todd. Going to happen.
You do.
No.
Todd has fans. Where's the kid you want?
All around the country.
Todd has fans.
And besides which, as you know...
Todd has kitty. What does Todd's cat see?
What? Wait, did I have fans? What? I have OnlyFans? No.
No.
I got a quote from the cat.
You are a loser.
Okay, all right. Hey,
let's talk about losers about divorce. While we're talking about losers. This is the most interesting case I've heard in a long time. And Denise, you are a family law attorney, and Todd does criminal law, so this kind of meshes a little bit because it's about a divorce. So, and what's interesting about this divorce is the husband and wife are like really cordial to one another and nice and get along. And the judge, this is in Kentucky, it's a woman judge, and her name is Judge Monica Meredith. Not that a woman matters one way or the other. I just want to let you know it's a woman. And she had some very interesting perspective. They've been married 13 years. They have a child. And basically the judge said, and I'm going to let Denise, you want to talk a little bit about it in a minute, but basically the judge said, you know, you guys seem to get along really well here in court, which is I'm not used to. And you know what? For the sake of the kid, what does the judge say, Denise?
The judge says, go to counseling.
How did that happen?
I don't know.
The judge would not make a finding that their marriage was irretrievably broken, which was the standard in that state. It could have been irreconcilable differences. That's in California. Other ones are for cause. They have to find that somebody did something bad. But in this state...
Well, that happens all the time in my marriage.
The judge had to make a finding that their marriage was irretrievably broken.
And
the judge refused.
Said there was nothing broken. No, not nothing, but they get, go ahead, Tom.
So here's the question.
Mr. Divorce, tell us.
So here's the question that I have about it, okay? So the judge has to make the determination based upon the evidence presented to the judge, right? Okay, so if you have two parties, both of whom are presenting evidence to the judge, she is saying our marriage is irretrievably broken, and he is saying our marriage is irretrievably broken. What third-party evidence does the judge hear or rely on that wasn't presented by either of the parties to overrule what both parties are presenting as evidence as to status?
I know the answer. I know the answer, right? As the advocate for the judge, my argument is their actions are evidence, and their actions is what the judge is saying.
Sure, they walk in the courtroom, they smooch, they sit
holding
down, they hold hands,
being nice to one another. That is the evidence for the judge to make them go back to counseling. I like what the husband says, but Your Honor, in essence, we've already spent $15,000 on counseling. Why are we going back to spend more? You know?
And I guess the thing that frustrates me with taking that approach, their actions, they seem very amicable to each other, is what's one of the knocks on family law? Or even civil law. It's sort of an oxymoron when you say civil law, because that can be some of the most contentious litigation out there. And it's like – it would seem like it would be a breath of fresh air to have some people actually come in and not be petty and snickering and backbiting and actually be amicable. And this couple finally gives the court what the court would love, the ideal case where people are actually getting along and being civil to one another. And now the court is using that as the basis to not grant the divorce because you guys look like you're getting along too well.
The judge made a further ruling that's probably unconstitutional.
Yeah, go ahead and tell it. There's
the judge said that neither parent can introduce any dating interest, so any person that they are interested in dating, to the child. And, you know, honestly, as a divorce attorney, that is practical advice, I have to say, because you don't want your children to become bonded with people that are transient in your life, right? It's super important.
Heaven forbid that's practical advice.
Don't you think that that's a violation of their constitutional rights of freedom of association? I mean, honestly, what else could it be?
Well, to what extent, and I don't practice family law, obviously, so I'm not asking this rhetorically. It's a legitimate question. To what extent is the court tasked among in a family law situation like this, in a divorce, with not only adjudicating the issues between the two parties, but safeguarding the mental well-being of the children?
The primary focus is always what's in the best interest of the child. I think that's in every state. And so, of course, this judge is looking out for the best interest of this child.
And I can see the judge sitting there saying, well, if I'm not convinced that I can make a determination that this marriage is irretrievably broken, and if there's a chance that these two could get along, let's say they do work it out, right, and they get back together. Well, the future mental health of the child may be harmed of all this. Okay, so dad brings home a new girl he's seeing, but then he and mom get back together, and it's just confusion. I'd be curious to know how old the child was.
That's what I was looking for. I really wanted to know how old the child was, because depending on the age of the child would be what's best interest of the child, right?
Right. Here's what I found interesting. Here's a quote from the court. So this is the evidence that you were saying, Todd. Where's the evidence other than the testimony of the husband
Where's
and
the
wife?
Beef?
Quote, the court notes that these parties give the impression that each is devoted to... Cal, would you key up... I'm going to start all over. Cue up the music, Cal.
I see.
That music.
Never mind.
No,
We're going to go ahead. I'm just saying, we got to have some sad music. The court notes that these parties give the impression that each is devoted to working through their personal conflicts. Yeah, that's a good one. Personal conflicts in ways that reduce the negative effects of the situation on the child. Therefore, you guys are staying together. Well, there we go, Todd. You might have still been married if this judge was your judge, right?
Thank heaven we didn't have that judge.
For your wife's sake. We're back after this. We're going to talk a little bit about... Go ahead, Denise. You had something.
I was just going to say, this shocked the two attorneys involved, let me tell you.
Yeah. We're going to talk about Shark Tank, Kevin O'Leary being sued. We'll be back after this.
There's a light I can see in your eyes. There's a memory of the way you used to be. Something's gone, it still shines every time you turn it on.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
This is Denise Dirks.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there.
Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Boys are weird. Are you serious?
Radio Law Talk. Now back to the show.
You're back at the most exciting, entertaining, and sometimes informative show on earth. That is us. Remember, we're only talking about general topics of law. Seek local counsel. We're not giving you legal advice, but we're having a lot of fun here. See, Cal's the drummer in the band that's always a beat behind. You know, I was in a band one time, and the bass player set the beat because our drummer was always a half court, half beat back. Love you, Cal.
Well, all you got to do is tell me you're going to do disclaimers, and I'll be glad to have the music ready.
I'm just teasing you,
Cal. You're fine. You're doing great.
You're way on top of it.
It's all on me. I am not Ringo. I'm Pete Best.
Cal. Well, look, we talk to our listeners. We talk all about our personal stuff here. Cal,
what?
Tell them what you forgot today that is the first time it's happened in almost five years. What have you forgotten today?
As you know, you can tell by listening to the show, I'm hearing impaired, and I have hearing assist devices that I normally plug into my ears. However, today they're sitting on the table by the side of my bed. I forgot to grab
them. I walk in, I hear this, Cal, I forgot! Really loud. I don't want to scream into my mic because it'll blow the mic up. But hey, I forgot my hearing aids. Okay, Cal.
So Fretzel, why don't you just get one of those little A horns? You know, A? Those
the big horn coming out of your ear. Well, that's what we do here is exciting. So let's talk about O'Leary. Now, this was kind of a weird one. So the Shark Tank apparently... They do all types of things on the side. So Kevin O'Leary, go ahead.
I'll just do the Shark Tank. This is the show where entrepreneurs go on, they pitch their idea, and the sharks, he's one of them, they decide whether or not they're going to invest in somebody's business proposal or idea. Right. Okay.
Right. Go ahead. Tell me. So you.
I was just making sure I understood that Shark Tank.
That's a great concept. Yeah.
Apparently, they're being sued by 20 entrepreneurs that supposedly claim that they have basically, I'll tell you exactly, they did a promotional video. They claim that they were manipulated and defrauded. These are the 20 entrepreneurs, and defrauded through the alleged use of fictional executives, false promises of financial success, and even illusions of being on the Shark Tank show itself. And that's what they're arguing. But they also argue that, look, they're supposed to get some crowdfunding or get introduced to crowdfunding money. And after they didn't get paid this crowdfunding money, they've sued. Now, here's the interesting things. Todd brings this up a lot, and I know Denise does too, but Todd is kind of the first one. The first thing is, in the defense, O'Leary's going, look, someone has taken his likeness and
his picture,
copied it, because to him, this is just hogwash.
But if I had a dime for every time I use that excuse, every time somebody was offended by a text I sent, whew. Oh, somebody clearly stole my phone. I did not mean to say that. You literally take it. Responsibility for what you said immediately before and after. I know they're really tricky, those identity fields.
A typical high schooler excuse. Well, exactly. Mom, what happened was this. See,
I was just holding this text for a friend. It's not mine.
Exactly.
Yeah. So anyway, it's a venture called Inventure X, whatever that is, and that's what they're referring to. And apparently, O'Leary and I don't know the other Shark Tank individual they're talking about. Do you know who that is? The other. Kevin, his name's Kevin
Harrington.
Harrington. I don't know who's Kevin Harrington?
He's the guy that usually sits as you look at the panel on the far right hand side, kind of a shorter guy. I think he was a software guy, was he not? If my memory serves me correctly.
I don't think that's him.
Canadian?
I don't think so. I think Kevin Harrington is maybe he's somewhere behind the scenes, because I don't think he's actually an investor on Shark Tank. That's what's
weird. I don't know. What are you saying?
I'll Google it.
Well, what I was going to say is the two businesses that are claimed to be fraudulent, that these folks, that the plaintiffs are saying that Harrington and O'Leary were backing, were Inventure X and Ideas On. And both of those are marketing agencies to market entrepreneurial ideas. And so the idea here and some of the claims are that if you hooked up with this marketing agency as a way to market your product, you might get on Shark Tank. That's what they're saying was either overtly or outright promised or heavily insinuated. And they're also, you've got Kevin O'Leary is saying, my identity could have been stolen. I didn't necessarily have or make these claims.
Right.
And yet the plaintiffs are coming back with, here is video of you literally saying, and it is you saying, I'm getting behind this. Come join me in my team.
Right.
And those are difficult. Look, those are compelling claims as a plaintiff. I think that strongly cuts against his my identity was stolen, unless we're going to get into the realm of my body was possessed by somebody else and so I was having a or whatever. But they're going to have a fight on their hands.
Cal.
And with Harrington, this is particularly interesting because he has a thing called the American Invention Trade Show. So that's like a front door to people who want to get in and try to get funding and so on. So that's kind of his deal. And I don't know if they think he leveraged that or what, but it's an interesting
case. What's interesting is these think tanks and these funding companies, I don't really get into that much. They always ask me to come and speak, or I'm like judge. They have these little competitions. You judge which business you think has the best idea or good ideas. And I've been invited to, and banks put these on. And I've been invited to one. Actually, I got one coming up in October that I'm supposed to be the judge. But it, very interesting kind of group of people. Great people, but generally speaking, but interesting.
Oh, just we were questioning what Kevin Harrington's role. He was one of the original sharks. So
right.
When it was first on, he was one of the originals. He also, you know, on his website, he touts himself as the innovator, inventor of the infomercial as we know it. And so that's his background in marketing, and he...
Yeah. Wait a minute. Ron Popeil just died. Won't his family sue over that claim?
Maybe infomercials are a set it and forget it proposition.
Could be.
You
but
know.
Wait, there's more.
Oh, exactly. But if you act now, Cal, because operators are standing by only for the next 10 minutes.
Right. Sounds like a personal problem.
For the next 10 minutes, yes.
Look, let's talk about Hershey's. We want R. Kelly, and we have on the list to talk about R. Kelly and Elizabeth Holmes. We're going to save that for hour two. So make sure that if you are listening on a radio station and they're going to cut us off, you go to our website, radiolawtalk.com, and listen live hour two, because those are going to be two interesting ones. But here's a very interesting one. Hershey's Kisses, my favorite or our favorite. Those are very interesting. And this comes down to patents. And trademarks of the actual Hershey's Kisses. Now, that basically all that is a dome, right? It's not a specific shape is not a unique shape. They claim it is.
You're talking about the shape of the Hershey's Kiss,
right.
Which also looks like a chocolate chip. It's that little
it's a dome. I call it the dome.
Little dome with the top little curl. So we're talking about all this, and all of a sudden now I want some chocolate. Okay. Yeah.
Well, anyway, a California cookie maker is being sued. Well, they sued Hershey's, and Hershey's was claiming that they had taken Hershey's, infringed on their patent and their trademarks of the actual Hershey's Kisses. And it's called Tough Cookie is the name of the cookie company out of Berkeley, California. And before I even get into this, Todd and Denise and I always say this. This lawsuit, how can you fight the mega Hershey? You know, they can outspend you, and some small cookie company out of Berkeley is going to have a difficult time. Actually, they have a settlement conference coming up. But guess what? Who's going to get some publicity here?
Hershey's.
Small cookie
company. More than that.
And maybe even
The Tough Cookie Company, because guess what? I looked them up and checked out their website, and you guys probably are. Nationwide, we're talking about it with all of our affiliates. Now they're getting, they're getting some good publicity or bad publicity or whatever.
Well, those Hershey's guys, I know what it's like in their boardroom. All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to give everybody the first couple of Hershey's Kisses for free because we know they'll be coming back for more. That's when we charge them.
Sounds like a potato chip, right?
Well, they were the first major food distributor. He and Heinz were the first major food distributors that got nationwide brands.
Because nothing,
was a big deal.
Nothing says combination like chocolate and ketchup.
You're talking.
Boy, wow.
With French fries.
When we come back, we're not talking about chocolate or French fries because we're hungry. We're going to talk about R. Kelly and Elizabeth Holmes. Put your seatbelt on and tighten it really tight. We'll be back.
Have a couple of more hours of Radio Law Talk coming up. You can get them on your local radio station in most cases and always at radiolawtalk.com. Stay there. We'll be right back.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.